Zondervan presents Heart of Stone, Book 1 in the Irish Angel series, by Jill Marie Landis, read by Renee Rodman. He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. John 8:7. New Orleans, 1853. 11-year-old Lovey Lane would never be certain what actually woke her the night she learned her life was to become a living hell. She might have been unintentionally kicked by one of her three younger sisters, all crowded on the pallet on the floor beside her, or it might have been the gnawing hunger in her belly. She could have been awakened by the sounds of her aunt and uncle's voices raised in anger, or a shout outside the shack where they lived. The Irish Channel, a New Orleans neighborhood home to penniless Irish laborers newly immigrated to Louisiana, was not known for peace, quiet, or abundance. Whatever the reason, Lovey sat up. She pushed her matted hair out of her eyes and gazed at the tangle of limbs and threadbare nightclothes illuminated by the lamplight spilling in from the front room. Her sisters slept soundly, like angels, innocent of the tumult around them. Across the room, her two male cousins, both older than she, also slept on. The nasal whine of her Aunt Mattie's voice easily carried through the thin curtain that hung in the doorway to the sleeping area.
"We can't keep 'em, not with our own to feed."
Lovey gingerly slipped out of bed, taking care not to waken her sisters. She crept up next to the curtain.